Hello. That's so terrible. This episode is number 23,
23.
and
Not brought to you by anything.
not by us. Brought to you by us. I'm Josh, your leader, and
I'm Joey, co-pilot,
AKA East Coast Joe.
And I'm the special guest for today. You can call me Justin. If
Is
you don't
that your
want to call
name?
me, call me Jay.
Do you want your Twitter handle out there?
Yeah, at that damn white boy.
Do you want to spell that?
Yeah, sure. DAT, dat. Capital DAMN, lowercase white boy.
All one word.
Hashtag I don't give a fuck.
We're not going to support that, but. Okay, so we're going to.
Anything our guests
yeah,
say.
So we from that know. Completely idiotic statement to something that could matter. So out of everything that I'm researching, because I'm really looking into voting hardcore on the next election, because I've never voted as a citizen in the United States.
Okay.
So all the research that I'm finding, it looks like it's pretty much going to be between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton.
Right. Which makes you not want to vote at all.
And this is my point. And Kelly was like, no, you should still vote. But I feel like it's a wasted vote if I'm going to vote Libertarian and get 7% of the vote. Like, I'm just wasting it. Because, essentially, there's no way that the Libertarian's going to get voted in as president.
Right.
Like, that will never happen because they don't have enough money.
Yeah.
But
Ron
Paul.
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
But, I don't know. I really think that it could be bad times. And I tell her all the time, I think we should look into moving to Canada.
Hey, I'll move to Canada with you. I think that's a great idea.
Toronto,
yeah,
somewhere near there.
Yeah, we can become Toronto fans.
Yeah, or even, dude, if we had a passport, you could just live right there in Windsor, and just go back and forth between Toronto or Windsor and Detroit.
Yeah,
and push weight.
No,
and push
again, dude.
We do not support.
We do not support anything. Yeah, he's just here out of chance.
I'm just telling you my lifestyle.
We needed a guest today, and he filled in. And speaking of guests, next week we will have Jared Wyckoff in the studio.
Got him, huh? Sweet.
Locked down.
All right.
So, looking forward to that.
But for now, you got me.
Hashtag,
yeah.
You don't give a fuck, we know.
So, just to get into you, what exactly do you do at the hospital you work at?
I am a medical tech /CNA/, if you need something, I got you.
So, in layman's terms...
In layman's terms, I'm the one that saves all lives. I'm the one that monitors people how they get out of chest heart surgery. I'm the one that keeps them alive.
What hospital do you work at I don't go there? No, I'm playing.
Well, it's right next to the local porn store, Theater Rex. We are Kentucky Medical Center. We specialize in heart casts, heart stents.
Does someone we know work security there?
Derek Warren. He sure does.
I'm trying not to mention.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
DW.
3:30.
3 minutes in already, isn't it?
Noted.
Noted. Hashtag I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But no, we get some sick people that, you know, we had three die last week, and it wasn't too fun. They came in, they were fucking unresponsive.
Dude, I don't know if
Does
you
that
can
change
divulge.
Your life
I don't
do
know if you
can. Give a fuck?
Well, I guess you can divulge that information as long as you don't say who.
Names.
As long
yeah.
as it's not HIPAA violation, you don't say names or cases or anything about them. So right now, as long as I don't say no names,
so,
I am.
So and you can be vague about it. Like, yeah, three people died last week. So
right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, dude. Does that change your life when you see someone die?
Or
a dead person?
It's a part of life. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I had to go clean one. I mean, after they die, obviously, before the mortuary comes and gets them, you got to clean them up. You can't leave them hooked to IVs, and you can't leave them, you know, dirty. So we got to clean them up. I mean, you go in there, obviously, they're dead. Yeah, they can't move, but,
right.
You know, you still want to help them out to, you know, be peaceful and live their life, the rest of their existence, I guess you could say.
So it's true, right? People shit themselves when they die?
Well, you vacate your bowels, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you got a colostomy tube in or a catheter in you. Gotcha. But, yeah, that's life, man.
Do you see a lot of people that come in, that just come in there and you can tell that they're in pain and just want to go?
I see a lot of people come in that aren't in a lot of pain and just want pills. I see that all the time.
I know, but I'm talking like, do you get a lot of older people that are in there and like want to go, but they just keep like, I don't know, extending their life, you know?
I mean, some of the people, you know, they don't want to be, if they go, they go. They don't want to be DNR, do not resuscitate.
Right.
And then, you know, there's a lot of them that I see that are in pain, and they do. They ask me, you know, I wish I could just go. I want to be with my mom or my dad or whoever. They're just, you know, older.
Just ready.
87, 90 years old, you know. They know they've lived a good life. It's just, they don't want to live pain no more.
It's kind of like just coming to grips with it. Like, yeah, I'd rather.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Rather just have it be over than sit here and lay in a fucking bed for 3 years, you know.
It's very
true. Yeah, but most of our patients are in and out within a week. We, you know, they get their surgery, we monitor them after they get out, and then, you know, we try to rehabilitate them to where they can, you know, get walk and move and get up again and go back to their regular life.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, you get Jesus. Both the best world, man.
So glad I just work at a wood factory. So much little to deal with.
True that.
Jesus.
Don't have to fuck with.
Yeah. Oh, and back to huge safety meeting news, and I think we can finally post this out there. We have a huge announcement. Do you want to take the reins on this?
No, because I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Dude, what huge announcement in your life has just happened?
Oh, my announcement?
Yeah, you have a huge announcement. This is a safety meeting announcement, I feel like.
Yeah, we can say it. I'm going to have a baby.
Yep, this is factually correct.
Yes, it is. We don't know the sex yet. Still early in the pregnancy, but yeah, I'm going to be a dad. Kind of excited about it. Kind of nervous too, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
I'm excited to be an uncle.
Yep, you'll be Uncle Josh.
That sounds weird. Don't say that.
Uncle Kite?
Yeah, that's way better. I like that better.
Yeah.
Are you nervous, buddy?
Yeah.
Because I know it's still early, but I mean, obviously the nerves will get more shattered as the further you go along.
Right, like, when she told me, I was like, no, 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 you know, just fuck, no, you can't be pregnant. And for 2 weeks, I was like, just didn't know what to do with myself, but it's kind of set in now, and me and her are doing pretty well, and, you know.
Are you going to move in together?
Yeah, probably.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's going to be tough, though, because that's one thing I worry about as far as, like, living with a pregnant chick. Like, dude, you just high anxiety. Like, if something, I don't know. I would be on pins and needles all the time, like, not 7 or 8 months into the pregnancy.
Yeah, not so much now, but, well, here's the thing. Okay, so she wants me, I told her I want to go to Bonnaroo, and she's totally cool with that. But she even offered to buy my ticket, okay, which is awesome. She even asked me, do you want to go VIP? And I was like, fuck yeah, you know, if I can find someone else, I know. But it's like $800 a person. So if I can find somebody to go with me, she said she'd get them. But
the lineup's not out yet.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
The tickets went on sale today.
Who's headlining?
Billy Joel, My Morning Jacket.
Billy Joel?
Yeah, Billy Joel, man. Piano man himself.
Yeah, you need to start talking into the mic more.
Sorry, bro.
You're fucking up big time.
But yeah, Billy Joel and My Morning Jacket. Let me pull it up real quick because I can't think of it at the top. But it's a pretty decent lineup. Kendrick Lamar is going to be there. Nice. For sure.
I've seen Kendrick Lamar.
Mumford and Sons.
Nice.
So it'll be a good lineup. But anyway, she wants me to go or whatever. And I was like, you know, she's worried about me not having, because she's going to be she's going to be 8 months pregnant when I go. She's like, it can come any time, so I need you to have your phone on you at all times. And I was like, that's not how Bonnaroo works.
Yeah,
I was
like, not to mention service is sketchy as fuck.
I know.
All over the main, just the everything. Main. I mean, I got fine service at the campsites, but right. I just in Bonnaroo, no service.
Right in Centaroo, yeah. Yep, I know. So I told her that, you know, and I told our friend Megan. I asked her if she wanted to go and told her what the situation was. And she was like, what are you going to do? Leave at 3 a.m. while you're tripping balls?
That's a good point.
And I was like, yeah, I guess not. But anyway, yeah, I'm planning on it.
Well, I mean, if worse come to worse, I imagine you could leave on Sunday or even Saturday if need be.
Right.
As long as you're there for the first 2 days, I feel like it jumps off pretty early there the first 2 days.
She told me I cannot miss the childbirth.
No, you can't. That right there changes your life.
Right.
As a human being. That's your firstborn child, so you definitely have to be there. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
If it's a boy, though, we're naming it the 5th, Joseph Christopher Rosenbaum the 5th.
That's good, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty sick psyched about that.
That's so crazy. You're about to have a baby, and I'm about to get engaged. Married, yeah. I know. This is scary times. Corey's in Nashville right now. Conrad is in Nashville right now for Brian Llewellyn's 30th birthday. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I never thought he would see 30.
Yep. He might not come back. We never know.
Well, I saw that Conrad had tweeted out that Willie Bill was already struggling. I know. Like, figures. They're all about pre-gaming on the ride down.
Oh, yeah. He had a dirty 30 on the way down.
Imagine if one of the bus got pulled over one time. Just by need be. Imagine how big of a shit show that pullover would be.
Yeah, that would be intense.
I don't know that they have enough handcuffs.
Right? We need backup.
We're going to need the drunk bus.
You know what? We're just going to drive your car to the police station. Everybody get back
in. We got to impound it anyways.
Us. Yeah. Follow us. Yeah.
Totally off subject, but Wiz Khalifa is doing a tour with Fall Out Boy, Justin.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's a
I don't know if I go see that for real.
I mean, that's...
I saw him with Mac Miller and Kendrick Lamar, and then we saw him the second time with... Who was he with?
I did not go see him with Bonnaroo.
I don't know. We went to one of his shows. It was 15, 16-year-olds passed out drunk.
That was the same show.
That was, well, yeah, but we went and saw him the other time, didn't we?
No, there was only once.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never go to another Wiz Khalifa show. I'm sorry.
It was pretty bad.
Fuck you, Wiz.
It was just underage kids, man. They shut down alcohol before the fucking
sun was down. It was like 8:30.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody was fighting, little teenagers, drinking, smoking pot, and being stupid. Girls passed out. Freaking ambulances coming and carting them off. I'm like, I'm just here to watch the show. We're in a mosh pit out in the lawn. What's going on? You know?
Well, it was weird because we'd went to Drake like 6 weeks before
that. The same place, and it was chill. On a Friday night, everybody was, you know, it was an older crowd. Everybody was, you know, well-kept and not just sloshed out of their minds. So.
Well, there was way more people there, which surprised me.
There were.
For Wiz than
Yeah, than Drake. But it was a Friday night instead of a Saturday night. You know, that couldn't be a difference. And, I mean, he did have, Drake had, Two Chainz,
Waka
Flocka, J. Cole was with him.
That was all Meek Mill, maybe?
Meek Mill was there, and I think that might have been it.
Those were good shows, both of them. I attest to that.
Yeah.
People can say what they want about Drake, but that was a good show.
Yeah.
Just like Kanye West.
Dude.
When people ask, if someone were to ask me, though, like, the best shows I've been to, it's pretty sad that I would have to say Kanye West and Drake would be my top two shows.
Yeah, that is sad, dude.
I know, but
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
I saw Van Halen, didn't know who they were, left and went to 4th Street. Cool and the Gang was better.
Well,
for real.
I was tripping so hard at Kanye West and by myself, so... I don't know how I made it through that one, but man, I was so pumped up. It was awesome.
It was pretty cool when we were at the Kanye concert. We were way away from
here. I wish I would have just hung with you guys, but no. I had to try to make it in and just lost in a sea of people.
Yep.
It was like I sent him a bottle out in the ocean. I just watched him go.
Yeah, you got to keep up with him, man.
And then I was like, well, fuck it. Might as well go to the bathroom now. I got to go. I'm not going to make it up there now.
No. You gotta hold that shit.
And it was so muddy because it had rained the day before.
That sucks.
It was pretty awful, but I'm not gonna lie. Those were the two of the most fun days I've had as an adult. And then Saturday that followed was the most unpleasant day of my life.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck.
It was just bad. I can't handle it.
You can't handle it?
I couldn't that day. I could not make it out from under that canopy.
I know, right?
That's all.
And Megan getting hurt didn't help the situation.
No, that was a buzzkill.
She sprained her ankle or something. But
the food
the
there,
night before was fucking awesome. We were fucking at Skrillex till like 5 a.m. and fucking Megan was fine. We were like running and dancing and shit on the way back to the campsite. And then randomly she's just like, ooh, my foot.
Ankle.
And she didn't think much about it. And then we went to bed and she got up and she was like, oh, my fucking ankle. And then she couldn't walk and shit and it was just bad.
Justin, you would probably get a kick out of Bonnaroo.
Never been.
It's a lot of fun, man.
Seems like it would be your cup of tea.
If you like getting fucked up and watching music, bro.
And raging.
Yeah.
It just depends raging. On who it is. I'm not getting into mosh pit.
No, man, honestly.
Doing anything crazy like that.
It's not like a mosh
pit. You could just walk up to some random dude, like the Indian dude or the Hindu dude we walked up on. You couldn't even tell what he was saying, but he had this fucking crowd just going berserk.
Yeah, dude.
And they were just... it was techno garbage, dude. But the whole crowd's just going crazy because they got all beyond Molly or Ecstasy or some crazy shit.
Yep.
It's just ridiculous.
Which we were.
Well, I was. Allegedly. But I wasn't. don't include me.
Yeah, I was. It was awesome.
Because we walked away from... Who was it that we walked away from? Because it was the rap dude that I wanted to see, but I can't remember. Pusha T. We walked away from Pusha T, who had just started to go to this crazy
rave
that was going on in the tent next door.
Dude, in that first night we were there, we saw that it was like the Calope stage or whatever, and it was like serious. Like they had this huge beetle. And it had lights all over it, people dancing on it inside of it. It was fucking awesome. Like, this beetle is like, it's called the Big Red Beetle. And then it is just lifted like fucking like a truck, dude. It's fucking high. Like, the top of the car sits fucking about
insane.
9 feet, probably. It was pretty cool.
The whole thing's fucking insane, really.
It is. It takes a special kind of person.
The mushroom fountain in the middle, like... We'd went through it, and then after we got out, I remember someone saying, it's all recycled water. Oh my god, if I'd have known that, I would have totally not walked into this at all.
Feels so good, though.
It's all just hippie garbage water, and it probably just makes me smell worse than I already do.
Yeah, but when it's fucking 100 degrees, it feels so good to run through that motherfucker. It's like the best thing. I love that.
Taking the shower on Sunday morning was probably the greatest thing that happened that whole weekend for me.
A shower Sunday?
Yeah. With the gallons of water in my swimming trunks. Yeah, I really wish I'd have just did it naked, though, looking back. Just fucking... I don't remember.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I know. The horse patrol might have got fucking...
Nah, they wouldn't have fucking cared, dude. There's people in center who are naked, dude. Just walking around.
I'm a grower, not a shower, though. So I couldn't do that.
Yeah, dude. There's always that famous picture of dude passed out in one of the fields, and he's ass naked, just face down, passed out, dude.
I could totally see how that could happen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You run into the wrong set of dudes, and they got some shit they want you to try, and you're like, fuck it, I'm open-minded right now, let's do this. And then 20 minutes later, you're fucking...
Passed out, face down on the grass, naked.
Like Michael on Grand Theft Auto whenever he gets drugged by his son. And then you wake up and your boxer's in the middle of a fucking field and you have no recollection of what happened or where he's at. Just like, what the fuck?
That happens with the other guy in that game too, where he wakes up on the beach all naked and shit.
Oh man, don't ruin it.
What?
I'm not that far.
Oh, yeah, the... Bald guy, the older guy, whatever his name is, I forgot. I already beat that game, so. Do you play it?
Grand Theft Auto 5?
I don't play Grand Theft Auto 5.
He has an Xbox. Like, I have whenever I say, Xbox. Yeah, whenever I say Xbox One, I mean the first Xbox.
Are you still hitting Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
I need to come whoop your ass in that. I need to come whoop your ass in that. Project 8,
I'm sorry. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4. I think I did, what was it? What was the other one I did the other day? Medal of Honor.
Oh, I thought you were about to quote Medal of
Honor. I beat the whole Medal of Honor game in 2 days.
You can't lie, though. You have no shot against me, Tony Hawk.
I don't know, man. I was ripping some sick combos. I'm talking like 3 mil.
No way. On which one?
Project 8.
Yeah, all right, that's doable. I was about to say 4, no way.
4, there's no way. You're probably getting, I'm saying, 1 mil at the most.
4 is what I have my high on.
For real.
4 million.
It's just the graphics are better in the newer ones. You're up closer on the skater. You can, you know what I mean, do more stuff.
Me and Stimley used to do gravity mode and take gravity off on 4, and then you could do, like, 48,000 point tricks and shit.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Or 48 million, I mean.
Not fair at all.
Whoa, dude. You could have asked.
You could have.
Just grabbing.
But anyway,
go. How about them Pistons?
Yeah, they're on a fucking tear. Jesus. Right now.
We went from 4-20 to being the 9th seed in the East, like, overnight, it seems like.
What have y'all won, like, 6 in a row?
Since we got rid of Josh Smith, we've only lost to the Hawks, I believe.
And the Hawks are on a fucking crazy tear.
I don't understand how, though.
I know. None of them play over 33 minutes.
Kyle Korver's shooting 51% from the field, 52% from the three-point line, and 90% from the free throw line.
That's impressive.
That's insane.
And the whole team as a whole are shooting, like, 49% from three or some crazy shit.
I don't understand how he's that good. He's white.
He can shoot, bro.
Yeah, no. He gets open.
He's probably not
if you can make a
very
shot,
good defender, but
it doesn't matter when you score and hit every shot you 50, shoot.
52%.
He's our version of Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Our generation. He's our generation's Reggie Miller.
He doesn't compare.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I do. I think he's going to be there, even though he's maybe getting a little long. No, he's not that long in the tooth, I don't think. No. He might be around 30, 32.
Maybe. He's probably 30.
I don't know. I'm excited to see how this year is going to wind down in the NBA, because I think for this year, I think it is the most wide open it's ever been.
I know. And since, yeah, you're right. Because it's not LeBron anymore. You're not talking about LeBron. Like, he's
LeBron
not
might not
question.
Even make it out of the first round.
Yeah, no, they probably won't, dude. They just cannot keep it together.
I mean, I heard Mike and Mike say the other day, and Greeny was like, if LeBron wants the coach fired, you fire the coach. And I think that's exactly right. If that's the problem, and that's why they're not doing good, or that's why he's not happy, then get rid of him and fucking hire Mark Jackson. Right. Hire John Calipari. Do something. Do what you gotta do. But let's make LeBron a happy guy so we can win a title.
I don't think Calipari would go.
I'll be a good coach. Put me in there.
Shut up.
Just ask them what they want to do. You sit back and watch the show.
Well, it is the easiest job.
That's the easiest job in the world. You don't do shit. Pick and roll. No. Pass the ball. Shoot threes. No. Dunk the ball. Score more points than the other team.
I don't think so, man.
Key of the game.
I don't think so.
You got a superstar, give him the ball, let him make plays.
I don't think it's that. There's more to it than that.
What happens when you have 3 superstars? What do you do?
Yeah, you have to manage egos. You have to keep everybody happy. Yeah. There's more to it than what you think. It is an easy job if you can manage it and you're a player's coach, I imagine.
Well, obviously you got a foreigner that doesn't know how to play American basketball that wants to do it his own way, and you see what's happening.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think
he coached Mozgov, what you do, but still, he's not a... This is his first year in the league, I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah,
he's a rookie, yeah.
Yeah,
he don't know how to coach American basketball.
I wonder why they hired him. What?
They hired him before he got all this.
I was shocked they hired him, honestly, because there were so many other people I felt like they could go after. And that
Mark
was,
Jackson.
I can't believe they're how fired. I got fired.
I know.
Mark Jackson, I'm sorry, he's at the, what, New York Knicks?
Mark Jackson ain't coaching nobody.
No. Who's at the Knicks? Who's coaching the Knicks
Derek
now?
Fisher.
Derek Fisher, that's it. He is, was it his first year, too?
He was in the league last year.
And they're, what, 5-what?
They're horrible. No, they're like, they have
5 or 6 games they've only won.
Yeah, you're right, 5, I think.
30.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it's like 31 now.
But that's a different story. He has not much talent. He has Carmelo Anthony. That's well, about it.
How smart does Jason Kidd look, though, for getting the fuck out of there after 1 year?
Yeah, that's true.
And then going to Milwaukee, and now Milwaukee's are up in like the fifth seed in the East, yep. Even though the East is fucking terrible, mm-hmm. But
the West... Chicago's looking good.
I mean, still, best backcourt in the NBA. I don't care. Fuck yeah. Fuck the Splash Brothers. They're not enough size there between them two. Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose would work them.
Yeah, they got the defense been covered too.
It's still 650.
This dude's betting on the fight tomorrow between Dennis Seaver and Conor McGregor.
The odds right now.
The odds are crazy.
Kind of in my favor.
You bet.
If I go for Seaver, I put up $20 and win $130. I mean, you put up $100, win $650. So, I mean, it's going to come down to a pretty good fight, I think.
If Seaver gets him to the ground, he's got a chance. But if it's striking, McGregor's right. Going to fuck him up.
So, I mean, put $20, win you a little bit, $130, you know? Why not take a chance? It's $20.
That's right. Like Joey Diaz says, why not take a chance? Columbus did.
You win some, you lose some. But, I mean, I'm going to just give me something to do on a Sunday night at 11:45.
Not only that, but this whole month is a great fight.
Dude. And, but the game, the fight before that, you got Benson Henderson and
yep. Donald Cerrone.
Donald Cerrone.
Who do you got?
The odds aren't too good on that. Cerrone, you got him, you know, by 15.
Well, who do you pick to just win, though?
To win that? I mean, I'm just saying the odds are obviously in Henderson's corner here. So
yeah.
I'm definitely going to go with him.
I think Cerrone and McGregor win and get title fights out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bold prediction.
Donald Cerrone has had 17 fights in like the last 3 or 4 years, I think.
I mean,
I think it was 4 years. He was like, he was the top five like most active fighters.
Wow.
That's just crazy to me. 17 fights in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, they got
Silva's coming back too.
That's going to be... I can't wait. I wasn't going to get that one, but I'm going to now.
I will. I
have to.
There are 12.
I think that'll be great.
I know. I might try to pack this place down, charge admission, and make money. $5 a head.
Nice.
And just have everybody over.
That's when... When is that? Next Saturday? Or two Saturdays?
Two Saturdays.
Yeah. Next Saturday, you got Dan Henderson and...
There's a bigger fight, though, than that. Oh, yeah. It's Gustafson, Rumble, Johnson.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's, yeah, next weekend. That's Box 14. That's what it says. Yeah. So is that free?
No.
No, you have to buy that?
No. That one is free. I'm sorry. It's on the regular Fox.
And then 83 is Silva and Diaz, right?
Yep, that one's Saturday. $60.
And the odds right now are Diaz. You put up 100, win 3, but it ain't too looking good. Silva's a big favorite.
Yeah.
Put up 100 and win 25.
Silva apparently knocked out one of his training partners with a flying knee and then kept hitting him.
I'm just worried at his age how he'll respond.
To the broken leg.
Well, it's like anything, I think. Fight speed's different than sparring speed, just like, you know, basketball or... anything. Practice. Football, yeah. Practice is different speed than games. You can't really simulate that because adrenaline and stuff.
But he's been doing it for so long. Oh. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah,
He signed a 10-fight contract.
Dude, which is insane. Yeah, I could not believe that.
Fighting all of them this year?
Well, I imagine he's going to try to make some money and do some super fights and try to get the title back and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but I think Weidman would fuck him up again. Because he's just a beast.
Well, the second time, you can't really tell. You don't know.
We'll find out.
But Weidman was working him before he broke his leg.
I think the weekend I go to Joey Diaz, the last weekend in February, I'm not going to get to watch that fight. Because I think that's when Vitor fights Weidman that weekend.
Really?
Yeah, so that's really fucked me up.
That sucks. Yeah. But at least you're going to see Joey Diaz. That's awesome.
So,
where's it at?
In Indy. And I found a room at the Sheraton for $127 for just one night. So,
sweet.
Yeah, dude. But it's 4 miles away, so we'll have
to. That's not bad.
Yeah, I know.
When we're in Green Bay, we fucking stayed an hour away.
I'm going to attempt to try to use the Uber while we're there.
Nice.
Just to see how it works, because I've never done it before.
I'm sure it works great.
Me too, but let's hope. Let's hope I don't end up in like a bone collector situation.
Yeah,
where you, where you find a cab and then, well, not a cab, but let's just say a crazy person picks you up and they lock the doors and you can't get out and they fucking rape your corpse and shit. Yeah.
Shoot you both.
Some hardcore necrophilia or whatever it is. Justin, dude, you're awful quiet over there, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out some...
The worst fucking guests of all time on this podcast.
Well, I'm just looking at some of these lines, and these are crazy. I mean, they got today college basketball. They got SMU by 18, okay, over East Carolina. I mean, you basically double your money if East Carolina wins or loses by 17 or 18. So, I mean, double your money. That's retarded.
So you making bets right now?
Yeah, might as well do a little bit.
The
thing is, I got Matchbook, so they got this thing on Bovada this week. Anything you deposit for gambling against sports, all right, they're gonna double your money. So I put up 20, they gave me 40. So I'm gonna put 20 on the fight, and then I'm just looking for something easy to win on and make some money.
Gotcha.
There you go. We replaced our alcoholic this weekend with a gambler.
Yeah.
So from one addict to the next.
Push weight.
Yeah. Which I can't imagine. I imagine as we speak right now, Conrad's BAC would be around 0.16.
That's probably accurate.
Don't quote me on that.
It's a good day. Hold on, I'll be right back.
2:30. Fuck yeah, he's wasted already.
Justin is going to...
Plug in my e-cig, man.
Plug in his e-cig.
Plug
in,
alright, he's just walking around.
Vapor blends.
Yeah. Justin was on a lost episode of the podcast, which no one will ever hear because I'll never release them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, but yeah. So this is technically not his first podcast with us, but...
First one you guys will hear.
Yeah, because those lost episodes will never be heard. I mean, we should listen to those.
I know, right?
We should do a hangover style.
But those are his best ones.
We should do a hangover style and just dedicate a weekend to it, listen to all of them, and then just delete them all.
How many is there, like?
There's 11.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
11 lost
episodes? We've been podcasting for over a year now, but we've only, in April, we'll have our year one.
Gotcha.
Which, if anybody listens to this and has any feedback on, we have a crazy idea to have all of the guests that we've ever had on for one episode and just have one mega podcast for the year-long one.
That'd be pretty fun.
So if anybody has any feedback about that out there, holler at us on Twitter.
At that damn white boy.
No, not at that damn white boy.
At the Save
Capital T Meeting Pod.
Yeah.
Because I got it right this week. First time ever.
So, let's talk football. We got,
oh my god, no one cares about fucking football.
Just because your team's not in it, bro. Alright? Just because the Lions suck.
Alright, whoa, that's a low blow. Next time you leave some Packers here, it's getting discarded in the trash.
Anyway, let's talk football a little bit. We got the Final Four. We got the Colts, Pats in the AFC. Who are you taking in that game?
Pats by 20.
That's what history says.
Yeah, I'm their going last, history.
Their last three games, they put up 240 spots and a 50 spot, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious who I got.
Yeah, I know. Everyone has the same picks.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
a
big Colts fan.
Everyone's like, well, the Packers game's going to be close, but I'm not picking the Packers.
Well, didn't that dude with the Colts just get charged with rape?
Whoa.
Yeah, did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah, one of the Colts players or staff was just charged with rape. Allegedly, but it's still out there.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was just like this week?
Yes. Wow. Because I saw it come up on the bottom of the line.
That's interesting. So, yeah, they're going to lose. And then we have Seattle at, or Green Bay at Seattle. Now, I know it's tough to go in.
Colts player accused of rape, suspended for Sunday. Let's see.
And his name is?
Linebacker special teamer Josh McNary. But again, all of this is just allegedly, and he's just being accused of it. But it's still pretty serious, so.
You're missing a big game, man.
Whoa, man. The game's the last thing that anybody should even care about with this guy.
Them bitches, man, they be lying all the time.
Well, that's true, but at the same time...
He's alleged. And there's two sides to
any story. And he's a big motherfucker, so...
Well, look at all the crazy... rapes in there. Look at how bad the NFL... it's just turning out to be.
I just like how you go to the NBA. You can do whatever you want. You don't hear about nothing about them.
The only crazy thing in the NBA is that they don't have any off-season drug testing for marijuana.
Right. You just marijuana, all you though. Want and make all the millions you want, but you go to NFL and I'm pretty sure what was his name from San Francisco that got...
You don't know why, though?
DUIs, possession...
You don't know why that is, though?
Why is that?
Because the NFL is a multi-billion... dollar organization, whereas I think the NBA is on a smaller scale, even though it's not much. Well, I think it is, man.
So is that why LeBron chose to play basketball instead of football?
No, LeBron chose to play basketball because he's fucking because really he's the good. Fucking chosen one.
Yeah, it's true. He has the tattoo.
He's 6'8", 260, and moves like a fucking thoroughbred. That's why he plays basketball.
He played football in high school, too.
Yeah, but he can dominate basketball because it's 5-on-5, not 11-on-11.
So. Yeah, and he could dominate fucking tennis if he wanted
to. Yeah, he could do pretty much whatever sport he wanted to, I think. He's not like Michael Jordan. He's not lanky and no bulk to him. He's fucking huge. Yeah. He could play soccer.
Yeah, and probably dominate.
Yeah, just because he runs so fast. Probably. Whoa. If he just played midfielder, he'd be fucking crazy. Think about him just running up and down that soccer field.
Yeah, he's like a fucking horse running.
Yeah. He'd be like that dude from France who's like 6'6", but he's only like 220, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's huge. He looks like a dragon. I know they don't exist, but he's what a dragon would look like, I imagine.
So, anyway.
Back to your football.
Back to the Seattle Packers game. Everyone, like I said, everyone's picking Seattle. And everyone's saying, last game, Rodgers didn't go after Sherman. And now he's going to. No, he's not.
I think you're right.
I think whoever's fucking open, and usually whoever Sherman's covering's not, so...
Oh, yeah. That was a damn good attempt. All right, go ahead. He almost made that full court.
Damn.
Sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think... I think he might go at him a few times if someone gets open over there, but...
I think he's going to take what's available.
Right.
And
a lot of check down shit. And
if that's what it comes down to, yeah. But
hopefully we can run the ball a little bit. Because that was the problem in the first game. In the first game of the season was we can run the ball.
You're going to beat Seattle at Seattle. I feel like you have to keep the score low.
And you got to stop their run.
And you got to keep the crowd... bored.
Right.
Just run. Eddie Lacy needs to be fucking ready. Right. If they're going to try to win.
Yep, I know.
So, honestly, it's kind of a good thing if you look at it as far as you're concerned, because if you can extend the game with Lacy and keep him moving the chains, then essentially, because as a health standpoint, too, because God forbid you do make it, you don't want Aaron Rodgers to have to be running around and making plays if fucking he's going to be hurting and y'all are going to have to advance and play again in 2 weeks.
Right.
So.
But at least he gets 2 weeks to fucking heal up.
Yeah. But
nothing's going to heal that calf, no matter, I don't care how much time. I mean, he's going to take a whole offseason to heal up. But. He's still weird. 300 yards last game.
Yeah, man, Peyton having the weird weird playoff injuries.
Yeah,
like,
well,
it's not serious, but it's some sort of strain that apparently looks super painful to be out there playing on.
Yeah, Peyton's was his quad and Rodgers' his calf. You would think that your calf would. I don't know though. I guess either way, it would fucking suck.
I mean, it's not fun to play injured. Obviously, you want to be healthy, but...
Yeah. I'm sure that defense wants to go against a healthy Rodgers, too.
Well, he's only got 60 to 120 minutes of game left, and then he's got fucking 4 to 6 months off.
Right.
So, fuck it. Not to mention he's a millionaire.
Who's going to get MVP this year?
I don't know, man.
Rodgers, Murray...
Yeah, honestly, I would just probably, as far as I'm concerned, DeMarco Murray was the MVP as far as the whole year was concerned.
I think so, too.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you're a Dallas fan, you could make the argument for Romo, too, but...
If you're a Dallas fan.
Yeah.
I don't like...
I think...
No, you can't put Romo in that category.
I think Golden Tate, if there's a most improved award, I think he should win that.
Yeah.
I think he was...
Well, he
by
was...
far the... He made the biggest transition.
Yeah, he did. You're
but,
right.
I don't know. I think it's crazy that the NFL, all the coaches have been fired already.
I know. Five fired and hired.
Well, John Fox signed with the Bears, which I think is funny, but at the same time kind of scares me because...
They're in our division.
I know, and like some people don't think he's a good coach, but I think he's... I think he's a pretty good coach. I mean, he took the Panthers to the Super Bowl against the Patriots back in the day.
Yeah.
He took the Broncos to the Super Bowl last year. So, I don't know.
And they went to
and
the
they have a
title
good
game.
Yeah, and they have a good roster where the Bears do. So, it was just a bad combination of shit, I think, this year for them. And they'll be back. And who knows, if AB comes back, dude, we could have the best division in football again.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Also, though, you think about this. If the Cowboys don't sign Murray, because everyone's saying they got to sign Dez over Murray, which I think is stupid. Because Dez is fucking a baby and cries when you don't get the ball. And I feel like Murray had a bigger impact on the season than Dez did, personally. I mean, if you're a Cowboys fan, I'm sure you're going to disagree with me, but... I would keep Murray, considering the fact he'll have a great fucking line and one of the best running backs. So, keep him and get rid of... I mean...
They can't. Longevity. That's why he could... Dez can play until he's 35.
Okay.
Marco Murray will more than likely be done at 30.
Here's my point, yeah. So, say they get rid of Murray and keep Dez. AP's a free agent.
Oh, that's the whole scheme, dude. I mean,
yeah.
That's I guarantee that's what's going to happen.
I know.
Think about that. He
but
might even play cut rate.
Of, I know. And how do you get... But how do you get rid of Murray, though, after the season?
Sign AP.
Play for Flav. But
oh
he hasn't...
God. Thanks, Justin.
He's wearing a clock, too. What a fucking
that's his,
thing.
It's his M.O., bro.
What game is this? He's in some random game, Purdue and
Florida
something.
Florida State, probably. Oh, is it Penn State?
This is the
something.
Purdue and Penn State game, I think.
That clock isn't even gold.
No, that clock don't even work.
Buy some batteries, nigga.
Dude, whoa!
What?
To all of our black listeners, we apologize for
which
that
we know
slip
there's
up. Hopefully, you don't know who's randoms out there.
That's all right.
Last podcast, we got like 15 downloads, I think. I don't keep track anymore, but I still look every now and then.
But why is Flavor Flav at Penn State basketball game?
He's a fan, bro.
At Penn State?
He's a fan.
I like how after Paterno dies, they give him his wins back.
That's cool, though, man. I was glad to see that. He deserves it.
He's yeah, but he's dead.
He was the greatest college football coach of all time, though.
He deserved that. He didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing
well,
to
supposedly.
Get his record diminished. So.
I don't know, man.
I'm not a Penn State fan. I'm a Michigan fan.
You shouldn't
Go
have
Blue.
Took him away if you're going to give him back.
That's
know?
True. They never gave Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
Right?
So. And what did he do? He sold some stuff, made a little money. What's wrong with that?
No, he took money.
Okay, he took money.
Broke college kid taking money.
I mean, yeah. He We've can't
all
work
been there.
And be an athlete. You know what I mean?
Can.
He ain't going to work at no McDonald's or no... You can't make money at an internship.
Well, dude, they all get paid through campus bullshit anyways. Making insane
like,
amounts of money to, like, reorganize books in the library. Making, like, $30 an hour.
Yeah, right. Quit playing.
Swear.
Nicole made, like, $9.25 at Bellarmine doing that stuff in the library.
Yeah, because she was on the track team.
Yeah.
She was a star.
That's still a pretty good rate where I'm from, bro.
Right.
I don't make much more than that now. Jesus.
For real. Reorganizing books in a library?
Yeah.
Give me that job. Jesus.
Sign me up for that at 9:25.
I like Facebook on your phone and Clash of Clans all day. That's what I do.
Oh my God.
All right.
This
Hashtag I don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
This podcast is taking a turn for the worse, folks.
That's what happens.
I'm excited to have Jerry Wyckoff on the podcast.
Me too, man. I'll get to talk to him about fatherhood a little bit.
How did you all get back in touch with Jerry Wyckoff?
Corey's wedding, I got in touch with him and reached out to him to do it, and I did not think he would do it because people still, like, frown upon this and, like, don't want to come on and, like, have their voice out there, which I don't understand. Like, we don't ever talk anything serious or too deep. Like,
no.
We don't go hardcore into it or put that much out there.
We kind of did on those lost episodes.
Well, yeah, thank God those are lost for a reason. Yeah, though. Exactly. Those will never be published, so we don't have to worry about that.
We mentioned a lot of names.
Your lost episode's the craziest worst. One of them all. If we published that one could fuck up your life.
Three of our lives, probably.
No, not mine. I was just laughing.
Oh, yeah, he told his story. Yeah. Some
crazy stuff.
The whole life story, I think we got. We got the lost years of Justin.
Yeah. You know, there's a time to be professional, there's a time to have fun. I just highly advise you to pick the right time.
Like, it sucks. It really is. Like, I've heard Joe Rogan talk about this, but it sucks that you have to make such crucial decisions at such a dumb point in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes it's they so just rush up on you.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some, but you fight. You fight, and you live another day.
That's why we have to be better parents to our children.
Someday.
Make sure that you preach to your kid that not to make the mistakes that you make, I guess.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, everybody's parents did that, I feel like.
Everybody knows right from wrong. It's your choice.
Do as I say, not as I do.
I feel like my parents skipped a lot of shit. I feel like they did.
Did you ever get the sex talk?
I did it in fourth or sixth grade. I don't remember what it was. We watched a video. Yeah, nobody told us anything. Exactly. Okay.
My dad tried to fucking give me that.
Health class was it for us.
I mean, they're going to show you a video.
That's what I learned. I mean, I didn't learn it from my dad. He's like, I think it's time we talk about the birds and the bees. I'm like, really?
There ain't no birds. There ain't no bees. You need
to be careful. Like, he didn't tell me, like, what to do or anything. He was just like, you need to be careful with them girls, you know. Talk about the birds and the bees. I'll never forget that dude riding in his truck. And he's just like, all right, I think it's... He turned on the radio and was just like, I think it's time we talk about the birds and the bees. Like, really? Who calls it that?
Dude, that's pretty good, though. 26 years mistake-free, though.
Yeah. Plus 27.
Yeah, I know, but we made it 26 years.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a good run, but it's all slowly unwinding.
Yeah.
Which hopefully we can keep this podcast going for a while.
Yeah, I think.
Into our having kids and stuff.
Yeah. Especially if I get a job with Corey eventually.
It's hard work, man. I was up there for 3 months, and it's hard work, dude. It really is.
Yeah, but fucking. The thing that gets me is 4 days a week.
Right? But it's early, man. You're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning here.
But once you get set up with that schedule,
it won't take a lot of time.
But I can't lie. I work 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts. But I picked up 5 this week, so I got 60 hours in this week. 6:45 to 7:15. Long days, man. Yeah.
It's only a half hour, dude.
Yeah, it is only a half hour, man. But I got long days, man. You know, sometimes I don't know.
Dude, I hear you.
You should just say 7 to 7.
5 to 4 hurt me Monday and Tuesday. Hurt my butthole.
Oh. 5 to 4, that's deep.
What?
That's pretty deep right there.
What?
5 to 4.
Yeah, no fun. Only half hour. Well, you get 50 minutes worth of breaks.
Not even an hour, dude.
Well, 55 minutes, because you get 10 minutes, 15 and a half hour.
Yeah. Why do they have two?
I don't know.
Different, that should just be 2:15.
That's what I thought, but, you know.
Or 2:10s or something, whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Just make it consistent.
I'm glad I'm out of there in 8 months, but at the same time, I'm starting to wonder if what I'm going to do is the right thing to do, because I don't want to go back to school and then graduate and then have to...
Go back to Hollis.
Well, the scary thing is have that debt and then not have a for sure job lined up.
Well, I feel like it's better to
go ahead not having any work experience in that field too. I feel like will hurt me too.
What field are you doing?
I'm gonna look into computer IT, so something along the.
Well, maybe you can get in with what's his name up That's repairing shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping I can work there in the shop while I'm going to school there. Yeah. But I would probably only make like $8 or $9 an hour. But I don't care.
You're going to school, yeah. So I mean,
it's something. Right. Because I'm still going to have to take loans out to pay for all of this shit. So that's really going to suck.
Yeah.
2 years of fucking $20,000 for community college. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, but like you said, once you graduate and get something good, you'll be sitting pretty. Why do I need that shitty little payment for your...
Why do I need a fucking degree if I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad?
You don't.
I'm just kidding.
You need to knock her up, dude.
I can't do that. I can't. I could, I guess, but I just wouldn't know. There would be no validation at the end of the day for me. Like, oh, I keep a clean house, my kids are well-kept, and I make dinner every night. Yeehaw.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, there's so much wrong with that. There's no self-fulfillment.
Yeah, the thing about stay-at-home mom.
Well, same thing. I mean, I don't wish anybody to be a stay-at-home parent that doesn't want to be one. I mean, if you really think...
You've been talking about this for years.
I know, but I mean, I don't think at the end of the day I would go to bed feeling good about what I was contributing to the family unless, like...
You were making some money.
Unless I was... Yeah. Well, it depends on the living situation, I guess. If we were all, like... If it was to the real comfortable point, and, like, she was, like, serious about, like, you know, take off the time and just make sure the kids are, you know, raised the right way. Like, yeah. So that way we don't have to use daycare, and, you know, they can always kind of be, you know, just well looked after.
But at the same time, daycare gets them out there, and they make some friends and get to see different people and keeps their mind going.
Yeah, know? And... Fucking.
I feel like
getting their dick sucked in the bathroom.
Dude, it's daycare, bro.
Push weight.
And whatever, if my little man's getting his dick sucked, dude,
I remember being at one of our friends' house and their parents were a kindergarten teacher, and she told us that that a girl and a boy got caught in the bathroom, and the girl was giving the boy head.
Wow.
At kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't go behind the bulletin board in first grade?
Dude, no. I waited until I was in middle school to start getting jerked off.
Well, shit. Yeah, but first grade, you never got curious and was like, hey, no. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
No, man. I did. I like coloring and shit.
I like finger paints, yeah, right?
Practicing my cursive letters. I like doing normal kid shit. Shooting basketball.
Dude, we rode bikes around our neighborhood when we were kids. Yeah.
Well, we weren't in that neighborhood until we were a little bit older.
Well, I was. Y'all weren't.
We got there first grade. I got there first grade. You got there third.
Third?
In that house? It was after that. Fourth grade.
In Carolina?
Yeah. Because that was when Jordan was born.
That's when fucking Ollie bit me.
Brutus.
Oh,
Brutus.
R.I.P. Ollie. Yeah, poor guy. It's crazy. Our grandma and our parents lost 3 dogs total this year, or 2014.
Last year.
Yeah. So hopefully all the cats and dogs in that family stay alive this year. No more death. It sucks, though. I'm excited to get our next dog.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. I want to get a full pit once Dexter goes.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I know, but I don't give a fuck. As long as he's brought up right, and I'm going to make sure that the next one's done completely right.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, no bullshit.
$100, take it to PetSmart, 8 weeks.
Well, I'd like to do the thing like she said and take him to the real expensive guy and just have him down point and have him go as a puppy and just leave him with that dude for a while. Really? You just leave him there, yeah, and then he'll just
That's
give your
super
dog
expensive,
back.
Though.
I know, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but you want your dog to, I don't know, like, when I did everything with Molly, like, we have a bond now, you know what I mean? Like, like that dude and that dog's going to have a good bond whenever they're done, and then you're going to get him back, and, you know, it's not the same.
I'd rather play Xbox, though, and have someone do it for me that knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. It is a lot of work, but... There is a special bond, you know.
That's our generation's thing, man. Why take time to do it yourself when I can just fucking pay someone to do it for me? I saw that. You're retarded. We have a fucking game going on in the background for the folks listening.
Penn State and Purdue. They just Purdue tied the game up.
It's just on mute, but
man, fuck.
Our guest is clearly into the game more than this podcast. So I
guess. He found out Flavor Flav.
Yeah. So it's automatic rooting interest.
Definitely.
But we're approaching an hour, so I guess we can fucking wrap this bitch up.
All right.
It was a quick hour.
It was a decent podcast, yeah. Really.
Even though our guest was virtually non-existent.
It's okay.
He put in his 2 cents about his work. That's good. Do you have anything you would like to promote, Justin?
You coming out with a new mixtape?
Do you have any things that you're into that you'd like to put out there for the people to check out?
No, not really. I'm just
not excited for
doing my thing.
Lil Wayne's new CD or nothing.
Sorry for the Wait 2's coming out. I don't know if you're into that, but that's coming out here soon.
What is it?
The Wayne's
mixtape.
New mixtape.
Oh.
But, I mean, honestly, everything's garbage these days, really. You got stupid people, you don't understand what they're saying, and they make music. I don't see how you do it.
Me neither. That fucking song that Johnny always plays that you can't understand a fucking word he's saying, dude.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
As he is referring to Lifestyles by
That one.
Young Thug and the whole Young Money team.
Got me.
But yeah, see, they make out some garbage music these days, so.
I just don't like that All About the Bass song.
Terrible.
Don't play that around me.
All that bitch's songs are terrible. All those.
But, and also, out there on Random Note, if Tyler Gillen listens to this podcast, reach out to us, bro.
We need you, bro, in our life.
Former guest. We don't want to put the rumors out there because we don't know if they're true or not. So we'll just leave it at that. Reach out to us if you can, buddy. We'd like to hear from you. Know you're doing all right.
Tyler G.
Yep.
Damn white boy. Yeah. At East Coast Joe 23.
And for me, Josh, I don't Patton. Have a Twitter, so
Josh
you can reach out to me at Save Capital T Meeting Pod on Twitter. We don't have an Instagram, so fuck off.
We used to have an email, too, huh?
We do. It's the safetymeeting3@gmail.com. Feel free to shoot us an email.
Any suggestions?
Yeah.
If
you have any suggestions on the year-long April show with the mega guests.
Or if you want to be involved,
yeah,
shoot us something on Twitter or
hashtag email. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we can accept call-ins too, so if you don't want to join us in studio, you can always call in.
Or Skype.
No, we will not. We don't have Skype, so don't listen to what he's saying.
Well, then get on that Xbox Live and
oh my God,
roger that.
This is getting out of hand.
All right, go Packers, and we'll see you guys next week.
We do not support that statement either. we're signing off.
Hashtag I'll give a fuck.
We're back next Friday with Jerry Wyckoff, so look out for that. It'll be posted probably Saturday morning, so that's when we'll be doing that. So we'll see you guys later.